This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Everyone, as a society, is making a contribution. Your participation in this society has its influence, small or large, but it has an influence. And if you look within yourself, if I ask you, do you consider yourself to be a good person? You're going to say, yeah. Do you consider what you're doing to be good? You're going to say, yeah. Do you think society is on the right path? You're going to say, no. Wait a minute. If your contribution, my contribution, or anybody's contribution is having an influence on the basis of society, then it should be all getting better. You think what you're doing is good. The next person, the next, they all think what they're doing is good. It's beneficial to society. But society's going the wrong way. Well, now, wait a minute. If everybody thinks it's good, but the result is bad, we got an issue here. How can all of these people believe what they're doing is good and the result not be good? This is called illusion. That the people have been led to believe one thing when the resultant fact is another. So how do we get around this, and how do we identify it, and how do we get to the root of the problem, so we can correct it? Now, according to the Vedic literature, this delusion is caused by the imperfections of the human beings, the living entities. Imperfect. We make mistakes. We become illusioned. We have imperfect senses. There are factors in our very existence that are imperfect, so we are subject to imperfect acts and imperfect interpretations. So we need to get above these things. Because what we believe will be the result from that action isn't. That means that our understanding and our application of this understanding is somehow flawed. And we are not seeing it correctly to analyze the problem and correct it. Because generally speaking, the people are good people. But the actions they're performing are not making the world better. So there is some sort of delusion, illness, if you will, that is keeping the desired result from manifesting because of the type of activities or actions that are being performed to try to achieve that result. So the Vedic literature says that the biggest misconception is those people that are acting in the bodily concept of life. Well, what's the bodily concept of life mean? It means you're acting for your own self-interest. You're doing it in the society, and you're saying to yourself, this will help society. If I get what I want, it'll make me happy, and there'll be other things that'll go good. It'll make other people happy, maybe. It'll be good for everything. And so, go for it. 110%. But what happens is it doesn't always make you happy, and it doesn't produce the positive downstream social influence anticipated. So this is called illusion. And the illusion is everywhere. So we have everybody making what they believe to be as a positive contribution. And you know, fair enough. Good intentions. All right. I accept. But the path to illusion, the path to hell, they say, is paved with good intentions. So the good intention isn't enough. The understanding the difference between a good act and a bad act by judging the result. If you do something and it's wrong and it causes a bad result, you should be intelligent enough to not do it again. And again, conversely, if you do something and there's a great result, you should be intelligent enough to try to do it again. More good. But that's not what's happening. Everybody is actually wanting to satisfy themselves, their mind and their senses, first and foremost, looking out for number one. So the Vedic literature says this is a root problem to the difficulties that we see and experience in our contribution to society. We're taking it as a selfish misconception. We're not actually analyzing what will be of benefit to others. Now, there are groups, there are organizations, there are movements, if you will, that are trying to help the unfortunate. They're trying to bring them up, trying to fix their disease. They're trying to give them a better house, trying to get them out of a bad situation, trying to get them education. That's fine. Yes, that's part of what's needed. But the root of what is needed is to get out of the selfish conception, I me, mine. That's what has to be trained. I don't care which of those organizations. I don't care which school, education system, which household, which family, which parent, grandparent, grandchildren, relationship. I don't care about anyone. All of them have to be trained in the selfless conception and get out of the bodily conception where I am the most important thing that there is. Because the selfless conception of reality leads to spiritual life and spiritual realization. It leads you to think, what does God want? How can I participate in God's plan? How can I make a positive contribution to God's plan? And how much benefit can God do to all of society as opposed to what benefit I can do? This mentality, this point of view, this training uplifts the whole situation out of a selfishness to selflessness, finally up to the platform of devotional service to God's plan for God's satisfaction. That's properly situated. That is why one needs a spiritual master, to get that explanation, understanding, because the spiritual master is the via media, transparent person, bringing God's plan to you without adulteration, so that you can actually understand. Everybody says, oh, nobody knows God, nobody understands God. No, you don't, and you haven't met anybody that does, but that doesn't mean nobody does. It's actually, there are many great saints, sages, devotees, disciples of God who do know. And if you approach one of them, they will help you see. You can't challenge them. You can't aggressively accost them for answers. You have to be humble. You have to inquire. You have to listen. You have to get the whole point of view, not just a little piece. Well, why does this happen? Because you do this. Oh, why does that happen? Because you're doing that. I don't like that. I still like doing this. I don't want to do what you say. No benefit. But if you ask, why are all these things happening, and how are they related, and how come it produces the result it produces, and how do we produce the result we're looking for, we're sorely in need of, and you listen. Our spiritual master says that spiritual life begins with hearing. You hear the answers to the questions of life. How did I get here? Why am I here? What is my best interest? How do I please the Lord? How do I get out of the materialism? And you hear the answers, and it changes you. When you actually see a different point of view, you then have two points of view. You can then judge which is better, which is inferior. But if you stay stuck in the same point of view that all of society has, we are suffering right now from a hive mind perspective. Everybody has the same point of view. Everybody gets their information from the same criminal news media. Everybody has the same PC standard of society. Everybody is telling the same joke, looking at the same person, using the same catchphrases, sweet. Everybody's doing everything that everyone else is doing to be accepted in a society that's sick and retarded. But in actuality, you as an individual are unique and should carry a unique point of view and contribution, and you should be able to dovetail that uniqueness into the society such that you uplift it. You don't share this point of view. You have your point of view. And your correct, highest, most important point of view is the spiritual perspective of reality, as opposed to the material conception of life. So if you're stuck in the material conception of life, you're spiritually sick. From a point of view aspect, your point of view is sick, like illness, diseased. If you have a material conception of I, me, mine, everything's temporary, I don't care, no responsibility, give me everything I want, I'm entitled to whatever I want, as I'm a human. This perverted mentality must be given up. It must be thrown off. And that can only be replaced permanently by a spiritual point of view. You have to come out of a society that's spiritually sick, because everybody in it is spiritually sick, diseased. They're not spiritually minded. Spiritual mentality is selfless service to God. Material mentality is I, me, mine. Either I'm fighting for it, or I got other people around me that are working with me, and we are all fighting for it, but we want the results. We want the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. We're not here digging just for no reason. We're here for the pot of gold. This selfish fever of antagonism and all for me and none for you is the disease. So recognize that everyone is spiritually sick and try to come out of this illness by reading the Vedic literature, Bhagavad Gita, as it is. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chant the Transcendental Great Mantra for Deliverance, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Set up a vibration in your consciousness, in your head, in your mind, at any moment, anywhere you are, under any circumstances, and purify your selfishness. Purify your mind and senses and intelligence and your heart. Become a spiritually enlightened being. That's what you actually are. You're covered with a body that is making you think you're this particular species, race, creed, color, size, all those external aspects. You identify with the body, and that's not who you are. The body is a material thing and produces a material conception. You are an eternal living entity, a spiritual, eternal person, and that breeds a spiritual perspective and point of view. Materialistic conception is illness, deception, disease. And spiritual point of view is healthy, godly, saintly health, eternal bliss and knowledge. So since everyone is spiritually sick, we see the society is materially contaminated. And the material contamination is causing so many problems. So if we take a little time, use our free will, determination to raise ourselves to a spiritual perspective of life, these problems can be changed, because your contribution to society will not be materially motivated. It will be spiritually motivated, and it will have a strong effect upon this useless hive mind selfish mentality that society is living in. Everyone will immediately see, this person has a different point of view. This person is not out for themselves. Some of them will try to take advantage of you because you're higher point of view, and others will try to learn from you. And gradually, the bad people will suffer and be removed from the planet, and the good people will be supported and encouraged and sustain the rebirth of a spiritual society. This is what we need. There isn't any doubt. How are we going to fix the problems on the world? We're going to spiritualize humanity. That's how. You can't adjust the material situation. Oh, there's only a small amount of people that have all the money. We should give the money to everybody equally, and that'll solve all the problems. No. It'll just take a little bit longer, and all the money will be back in the hands of a few again. We have to raise ourselves to a spiritual perspective of life. Everything here belongs to, is owned by, and to be enjoyed by the Supreme Lord, not us. We use it in our quest, in our path, in our service to satisfy God, not for selfish reasons and envy and greed and lust and competitive spirit. This competitive spirit is just war in disguise. We see it now in so many, all these sport franchises, they're all being sponsored by the military. Because these sports are confrontation, they're competitiveness, one team against the other team. And that mentality is taken further into war. We can't tolerate them, we have to wipe them off the face of the earth. This is the illusion, the insanity of the illusion of selfishness. This is the symptom of a society that is spiritually sick. So our responsibility is to make ourselves well and help others get well so the society can heal. Everybody knows there's something wrong. Everybody knows this society is not going in a good direction. Everybody can sense things are coming apart. Things aren't bright and shining and optimistic and beautiful ahead of us. It just can't be with the problems that we have. The demons at the top are just itching for war. War with weapons that, what can be said? They can destroy the population of 10,000 times. Well, what are they going to do? Well, it ain't going to be good. Maybe a little trouble, maybe a lot of trouble, maybe insane trouble, but trouble nonetheless. So we have to turn. We can't allow the stampeding herd to go off the cliff. We have to turn the herd, turn the leaders, turn the masses, turn a few. But we have to turn. And the turning in this instance means give up your material selfishness and pick up spiritual, selfless, devotional service. Recognize who you really are and make your unique contribution to a spiritual upliftment of humanity. You're just in it for the money. You're just in it for yourself. I'm so tired of people saying that, oh, it's the money. It's the money. I got to get money. I need money. Where's my money? I want money. You need some money. Yeah, that's not the goal of life. And you don't deserve more than you need. So there's a massive change that can be had if you stop watching the television, if you stop mimicking the hive mind mentality of selfishness, and if you inquire from the Vedic wisdom, spiritual knowledge in the Vedic literature, follow the instructions of the spiritual master, employ the tool of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. It's prescribed in every bona fide religion on the planet, in their scriptures, where you look and you'll find it. This Krishna consciousness movement is putting you in the front row. It's saying this is the most enlightened point of view where we're acknowledging, accepting, and doing our very best to follow those tenets whereby success is guaranteed. Because society is in need of a serious, rapid, fast-acting solution. Let's fast-track this one, shall we, Bob? Let's get society fixed soon. Not eventually. No, it's not the next generation's responsibility. It's not gonna come someday. It's now. It's you. You hear that sometimes if you're listening to this broadcast. You are the resistance. Well, if you're listening to this program, you are the one seeking enlightenment. So take this method. It's prescribed. It isn't a concoction. I'm not interpreting this for you. I'm repeating what the great saints and sages, what the Supreme Lord says, prescribes for people in our predicament in this age. You've got to get out of the selfishness. You've got to get out of the illusion. You've got to turn the hive mind caused by television and the controllers, the social engineers at the top, have been forcing you into very slowly, very incrementally, gradually making you just like everybody else. You find that. You go somewhere and a bunch of people, you say, you bring up a subject. I don't know what it is. Oh, on this particular subject, I heard that this and that. And they go, oh, yeah, I know. What? You don't have anything new to contribute. They might give a couple of extra facts because they saw something additional to what you saw, or you saw a little bit more than what they saw, but everybody knows the same stupid stories. Everybody's involved with the same nonsense issues. Everybody has the same interpretation of what is good and bad, the same interpretation of what matters. And it's all been socially engineered and presented to you for you to accept, and you did. And the result? Society's a mess. There's no unique contribution. Everybody's just bringing forward what they heard on the news. And the news is a lie. All of it is concocted, staged, produced, scripted. It's all completely making you think about stuff you shouldn't even care about. I watched a news broadcast with someone the other night just to see how ridiculous the subjects that they were bringing up on the news was. There wasn't news that this happened in this area or this landslide or this flood, or they weren't talking about actual disasters or actual accomplishments or things that were going good or the hard work of the people or anything like that. They were only talking about, they're transgender. We don't know if they're a girl or a boy. We're not sure. What? What's their problem for crying out loud? Why do I care? Oh, this person is going to the Olympics. They used to be a girl and now they're a boy. And they're going to compete with the boys at the Olympics. Oh, won't this be exciting? No. All these subjects that they're bringing up to distract you from becoming a spiritually being, conscious being. Your responsibility is to lift your consciousness to the highest standard, to where your contribution is the best and unique contribution, where you see how to serve and love the Lord and how to please and serve the living entities and how to follow and glorify the spiritual master. This is real. This is what you need to know in the human form of life. Or you could lose the human form and be a bug. You could be one of the animals. Maybe one of the animals, like the kind that you feed on. Let's go get chicken. You could be one. Because you misuse your human form of life. Following along just like a flock of chickens. Not thinking for yourself. Not seeing beyond the illusory conception. Not seeing the deception, the lies, the social engineering that is being employed upon you to make you act, think, and want according to a pre-scripted plan. You need to recognize that you're being engineered. It's not just certain things come up that you may or may not agree with. You're being engineered over a long-term program. You come out of the womb, bang, it starts. You hit the school system, bang, it's increased. You go through the work system, you go to the government system, the PC system, media involvement, bang. How many kids got raised by the television and look what they are? They're selfish, stupid, hive mind, repetitive, not individuals. They're not being them. They're being the engineered result. You have to wake to these things. You have to look at it. You have to realize how few independent thoughts you actually have. And turn off the television set. Throw it away. Put a bullet in it. Get rid of it. Put the pool cue through it. Whatever it takes. Free your mind from the programming and learn from the Vedic literature. And you have two points of view and you will appreciate the higher point of view, spiritual life, spiritual conception, healthy spiritual understanding. Take that opportunity and lift yourself out of the misconceptions of life. This is your responsibility in the human form of life. This is how you're going to solve your problems. This is how you're going to heal. You won't be spiritually sick. Society won't be spiritually sick. Everything will be healthy. Everyone will be wise. Everyone will be free to express themselves and make a positive contribution and understand who they really are and raise to their eternal spiritual perspective of life and reality. The delusion, illusion, confusion will all subside socially, let alone you, your life, your associates. The whole social platform will revive itself. Everything will come to a platform of clarity. This is what we're supposed to be doing, giving truthfulness and clarity and support and honesty and compassion to each other. That's human. Compassionate, firm commitment to the truth. Human. This is our responsibility. Don't be a hive mind repetitive nonsense. Raise yourself to that highest platform. Raise yourself to the Vedic knowledge, the spiritual understanding. This is our message to you. This is the movement, the Krishna consciousness movement, the re-spiritualization of the human society. Everyone should be spiritually healthy and happy eternally.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.